There's someone lurking in the forest and something evil circling overhead. Get in, losers, we're going on an adventure! Hi, welcome to the first Talk to Dad D&D podcast. I'm here with Dad.
Hello.
With William.
Hello.
And with Henry.
Hello.
I'm Elizabeth. I'll be your dungeon master. Okay, so all of you have your character sheets in front of you. Don't worry necessarily about, like, if you don't know how to play or anything. We're all just sort of going to play as we learn as we play. So just before we get started, for a disclaimer, for any of our listeners familiar with D&D, this session will be a homebrew, which means we're not really going to be doing any particular campaign for any official Dungeons & Dragons book or manual. All of our combat rules and world building will be inspired by more official works. For the most part, we'll be playing a custom game. Also, before I begin, I'd like to give a shout out to the podcast The Adventure Zone. I started listening in recently to that podcast, and it was my main reason for wanting to start this podcast and wanting to play D&D with my family here. Our goal is basically to be a more family-friendly version of The Adventure Zone and obviously to have a whole ton of fun. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I have an intro that I'm going to just read real quick, and then we're just going to launch right into it. The Kingdom of Griffolt is a peaceful little country between the mountains and the sea, where all races alike live in harmony, from the rural elven villages to the underground dwarven realm, from the caravans of nomadic dragonborn that roam the mountains to the bustling human cities. One such city lies in the heart of Griffolt, a bustling town called Ablewood. A baker's shop lies a block from the town square, named simply Baker's Pies and Pastries. The baker's son, Zachary, is leaving the shop to go gather blueberries from the forest. He says goodbye to his mother and father, his three younger sisters, and starts out for the long trip. The forest is thick and deep, stretching almost to the great mountains filled with countless beasts and dangerous magic. Somewhere in the forest, a ranger snoozes at the foot of a tree, apparently indifferent to the danger or just used to it. Beyond the clearing, past a grove of trees, a dilapidated guard tower stands crookedly, long abandoned. The glimmer of a fire can be seen from the upper window, the only sign of life for miles. By the fireside sits a young dragonborn surrounded by stolen books. One such is opened at his feet, and as he reads aloud, a ball of electricity appears to form between his outstretched hands, growing until it fizzes suddenly and strikes the wizard, making him hiss in pain. Frustrated, he growls and topples a nearby pile of books in rage. His tantrum is interrupted by a loud noise outside. The dragonborn raises his snout and sniffs the air. Something is outside, something he can't identify. He descends the stairs and flings open the door. The three of you come to, hanging by your wrists in a cave lit only by a single torch.
Who's going first?
Anybody can go first. What do you guys want to do?
I'll go first. So sorry, what's happening with me right now?
You're
hanging in a dungeon by your arms.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's a single torch. If you want, you can, look around the room.
Okay,
you can talk to the people next to you. You can do whatever you want.
Wait, we're all in a dungeon?
You're all in a dungeon.
I tell a guard or whatever to...
There's no guard.
Oh.
It's just the three of you in a room. It's small and circular. There are a couple barrels lined by the walls. You can't really reach them.
Could I cast some sort of spell to try to get me out?
Nope, you don't have a staff or anything.
Oh.
If you want, you can talk to the people next to you. You have to do it in character, though. You have to...
Okay, I tell them that if they don't have any...
Say it, like, in character, like, or if you don't have any, like...
If you don't have any ideas about how to get me out, I will kill you as soon as we get out of here. Or something like that.
Good, awesome, yeah, any... Do you want to respond to that? Did the poll say that your name was Bacon Beard?
Bacon Beard is what the voters voted for.
Okay, does Bacon Beard or Zachary want to respond to that?
Calm down. We've been in worse situations before.
You don't know these people.
Oh, I don't know them. No, they're strangers to me.
They're strangers. Yeah, you don't know why you're here or who. No. You don't know either of these people. Any of these boys, you don't.
Well, first of all, I think we need to figure out what's going on here. I don't know either one of you.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, lizard dude, whatever you are, dragonborn. I don't know.
Dragonborn.
If you try to kill me, then as soon as I get my hands back on my loot, I will make you laugh until you can't breathe.
You'll die before you'll be able to do that.
All right, let's anybody look around and see what's going on.
Okay, so Dad, you're going to roll for perception. So roll that 20-sided die, that sweet, sweet 20-sided die. There we go.
Oh, very
you
good.
You got a good one. Okay, so look on your character sheet.
What do you get?
15.
I got a 15.
Oh, and you're going to add that to your, let's see, I guess your passive wisdom is what? It's at the very bottom of those boxes on the left. Your
passive wisdom is 15.
Your perception. Okay, so that's a really, really good roll. Okay. You look around you. The room is pretty small. Are you looking at anything in particular?
Looking at those barrels over there.
Those barrels over there? They just look like regular old barrels. They're wooden. They're sealed pretty tightly. Or they're not, you know, regularly tightly. They've got a lid on them.
If only there was some way we could get to those barrels. I think they might help.
Okay. Actually, when you're trying to think of a way to reach the barrels, you actually hear footsteps outside. There are two doors. A larger one straight ahead of you and two more to your left. There's three doors. Sorry about that. And you hear footsteps.
Someone's coming.
Okay. I am able to reach the barrels with my feet because
No, you're not.
Oh, no, I'm not.
No, they're out of your reach. But if you want, you can stay silent. You can call for help if you think that that'll help.
I'll call for help.
You're going to call for help? All right, what do you say?
Just help.
Just help?
Yeah.
All right. You hear the footsteps stop and then start back up again. They sound like they're getting closer. And you hear somebody's voice kind of muffled like, hello? Is somebody in there? Do you say silent?
I say yes.
Just okay. Go ahead and say it. You don't have to say I say.
Okay, one of the doors, not the larger one, one of the two smaller ones, the handle starts to jiggle a little bit. And it sounds like the lock is being picked.
There's somebody out there. Sounds like they're picking a lock.
A halfling man opens the door, and halflings are kind of like hobbits, I guess. He opens the door and peeks inside. He has shaggy red hair, wears armor, and is carrying a large warhammer. Somebody in here?
Could you use that hammer to break us free, please, without smashing our bones?
He kind of, you know, ducks inside and kind of looks around, and he shuts the door really tightly behind him. He looks kind of paranoid. What are you guys doing in here? How did you get here?
Get me out of here, or I'll cast a spell on this entire facility, which I actually can't do.
I was about to say you don't look armed. It looks like, you know, y'all aren't wearing any armor or anything. Do you know where you are right now?
I have no idea where we are.
I don't
how
care.
I got here, who these people are.
Yeah, how did I get here? I was just picking blueberries.
Sure,
well, certainly not the way I got in here. I broke in. You guys are underground right now. This is an ogre's lair.
Oh.
Okay, let me just introduce myself real quick. My name is Duncan. I'm looking for a certain magical artifact. You wouldn't have happened to see anything while you were being dragged down here, would you?
Well, I don't care who you are or what you're doing. Get me out of here.
There might be some sort of magical artifact in those barrels. That's a bad idea.
Okay, well, before... I can't just...
Can you describe the artifact?
You would know it if you saw it. It's blue. It's about this big. He kind of holds his hands up in the air. It's, you know, decent sized. Could fit in the palm of your hand. Mm-hmm. But first, I don't want you to slow me down. But, you know, I can't just leave you here. He's probably going to, like, I don't know, cut you up and eat you, I guess. So I guess just, you know, I'll take you out of here. Just don't get in my way, all right?
Yes, please.
Sure.
Okay, he takes his warhammer. And he kind of, you know, sticks his tongue out a little bit, like closes one eye. He's trying to figure out, you know, what exactly to do. And so he swings it over his
head.
Careful. He swings it over his head and he strikes the cobblestones in between Cadrian, who's in the middle, and Bacon Beard. And there's kind of, it sparks a little bit, and he swings it again, and the cobblestone that's sort of tying your chains together goes loose, and Bacon Beard hops down onto the ground.
Wait, what about me?
Cadrian is still hanging by one hand, and so is Zachary. And so he aims another couple of swings, and he gets all of you loose. And so your chains are broken, but you still have manacles on your wrist.
Have you perhaps seen my loot anywhere?
I don't think I have. I just got here. But, I mean, maybe we can find you something to defend yourself with.
Can I?
First of all, we've got to get out of this lair. Don't want that ogre to come back.
Can I try to kill this person?
Why would you want to kill him?
Because I'm evil right now.
Okay.
He's useless to us.
You're just have to control yourself here.
You're just going to have to control yourself here.
Ogre den. And then we can talk about it once we get up top.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about anything.
I'll have to side with the elf over here. I really don't think that attacking me is going to solve anything. You're still, you know, if we're too loud or we cause a fuss, the ogre is going to find us and he's going to eat all of us instead of, you know, just you guys.
Yeah, we're wasting time talking. Like, let's get out of here.
All right. Do you guys want to search the barrels or anything?
I'll search a barrel.
Okay. There's three barrels. Or, sorry, four barrels. Which one do you want to search?
Barrel number one, two.
Middle one?
The left middle one.
Okay, you pop it open and you stick your head and you take a sniff and it looks like dried leaves from... From the smell, you're a baker, so you know about spices. It seems like it's basil, oregano, and a mixture of other spices.
I'm going to look in the far right one now.
All right. Inside barrel number one, it kind of makes your eyes water up. It's just a bunch of sliced onions.
Barrel four?
Vinegar.
I think these are all ingredients to cook us and eat us.
Yeah, but that would actually make a lot of sense. So are we going to get out of here now?
Yeah, okay. So the Duncan says, follow me. And he ushers you. He skips over the big door and the door that he just opened. And he unlocks. Whips out his a lock picking set. And he picks the lock on the third door. And he leads you out into a long hallway leading to another room. The next room sports a huge fireplace with a large pot hanging over it, easily big enough for all of you to fit inside. A table sits at one end of the room, and on top of it, a washbin and rag with plates and cups neatly stacked next to it. Pots and ladles hang from the ceiling, and a large chest of drawers sits opposite the table. There's one drawer door straight ahead and one to your left.
One to my left. I'm gonna go through the one to my left.
The one to your... It's locked.
Girl, the one straight ahead.
It's also locked.
Wait. Are you trying to let us get eaten?
If we do get Ian, if anyone gets Ian, let it be Zachary. He's useless to us.
Did you say hi, I'm Zachary at any point?
I use my...
Your wizardly
wizard
powers.
Powers, yeah.
Yeah, oh, by the way, what is your name, Mr. NPC?
My name's Duncan. I think I said that earlier, but, you know, I'm pretty bad with names, too. I can forgive that.
Okay, Duncan,
do you actually know the way out of here?
I'm kind of in the dark. You know, I didn't really get a whole lot of instruction on what I was supposed to do here. You know, where my artifact that I'm looking for is.
Then you're useless to us.
All right. I think we need to search around for this artifact. Maybe the halfling here can be more help.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm not really I don't think that's what the artifact does, but I sure appreciate your help. Okay. So there's, a table. It's, you know, pretty tall. Two locked doors. Pots and pans, there's a fireplace with a pot hanging over it, and there's a chest of drawers with three drawers. They're all very tall. They're ogre-sized. One drawer is about the length of your entire body.
Hey, could you open that? The elf dude?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Bacon beard? I'm actually a half-elf.
Half-elf just so you know. Bacon beard. Get.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make assumptions,
no,
said Duncan.
Right. I don't mind.
Okay, so those locks look a little bit more complicated. It looks like we're going to need a set of keys. Maybe we should search the drawers?
Yeah, let's search the drawers.
Yeah, I'll open this drawer here. And
okay, help me open it. It's pretty big. So you guys open the lowest drawer, and you search around in it. And it actually has several books about the size of bathtubs. And the book's titles are Cooking for Ogres, the Official Guide.
Oh, those are some big books.
Having a Man for Dinner, Lean Cooking Made Easy, and Learn to Bake with Tharg the Heartless.
Okay. Let's just say if the ogre comes, I call going for Tharg the Heartless.
Tharg the Heartless?
Yeah, I'm going to hide in that book if the ogre comes.
Okay.
Let's look behind these books here, see if there's anything in the drawer.
You kind of shuffle them around, and there's it's just cookbooks.
I open another drawer.
The drawer is too high for you to reach.
Oh. Can I get up on my shoulders.
Okay.
Can I try
to open
the
another drawer?
Can you reach it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're just barely able to sort of grab onto the handle. Okay, Dad, roll for Constitution. Go ahead and roll the d20 and add that to...
You have your staff, Will.
little number above the box that says Constitution.
Oh, not so good.
Okay, yeah, you stumble and fall over, and Zachary falls off your shoulders.
Ah! Can I use a mage hand?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But you don't have your staff.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right, you don't have a staff.
But those are my cantrips.
It's a cantrip? Okay, yeah, then you can do mage hand then. Okay, you cast... mage hand is the only one that you can cast without a staff, but I think you can... Go ahead and roll for it. If it's anything over a 10, then you do successfully do mage hand.
19. Wow.
Very nice. Okay, so nice. So Cadrian just sort of concentrates, and a ghostly spectral hand appears in the air. What do you want to do with that?
Actually, can I open one of the doors?
One of the doors? It can't. The doors are locked. It can't do anything about that.
Then the one of the drawers.
One of the drawers. The next one. Okay. Okay, the next drawer, so the mage hand opens up the drawer with its ghostly fingers.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's a little bit creepy. So how do you want to get up there? Do you want to try stacking on shoulders again, or?
I am not going to stack on anyone's shoulder.
Okay, do you want the mage hand, do you want to, like, step on the mage hand or have it lift you up, or?
Have the mage hand lift me up.
Okay. So you beckon over the mage hand, and it kind of just picks you up by the scruff of your neck and plops you back down in the middle drawer. Duncan yells up, "Hey, what's in the drawer?
Why should you care?" Wait, actually, yeah, you should care.
We all care.
We all care.
Are there keys there or not?
This drawer looks like a silverware drawer. It contains a few spoons, forks, and dull butter knives, spatulas, wooden spoons, whisks, and cutting boards.
Could I maybe, like, use some sort of, like, butter knife to pick a lock?
You probably could. Yeah, you can go ahead and pick up a butter knife.
Okay.
There's still one more drawer left.
Okay, I'm gonna pick the lock on the other drawer.
There's no lock on it.
Oh.
On the drawer. Only the doors, not the drawers.
Yeah, then I'll pick one of the doors.
Okay.
Left or forward?
Left.
Okay.
See?
Yeah, it doesn't work. This one has... You need a key to get in. Hey, calm down. We'll figure a way out.
Don't tell me what to do.
What's in the top drawer?
How do we get up to that top drawer? It's kind of way up high.
Okay, well, let's see. Let's try and stack the books maybe at an angle, like a ramp.
Yeah, there we go. Let's get some of these. They're actually kind of heavy books out of this bottom drawer.
I'll help you. And maybe a mage hand could help us.
Fine.
Okay, so yeah, you build sort of a... You take the first book and kind of put it at an angle and scramble up to the second drawer, and with a little bit of help, you push the second book up and prop that up, and you're able to reach the third drawer, and you pull that one open. And the top looks like just a drunk drawer. There's a random assortment of things. There's scraps of fabric, a pair of giant reading glasses, a few nails and a hammer, and a large rusty key.
That looks useful.
Yeah, let's see if we can reach the handle of... I don't know, which one? To the left or the front door?
Anybody have any ideas?
Which one do you want to try first?
Left.
We're gonna go left? All right.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't look like this is the door.
Okay, forward then.
Okay. And he beckons over Bacon Beard. Hey, why do they call you Bacon Beard, by the way? You don't really have like a scent of bacon about you or really much of a beard. It's just sort of a scruff.
Yeah, it's not much of a beard, but after I eat it, sort of holds in the smell a little bit.
Oh, that's kind of gross.
I like my breakfast foods. What can I say?
Okay, all right. Wait.
Let me up on your shoulders, Mr. Bacon Beard.
You can call me Bacon or Beard if you want.
His real name's probably way worse.
All right, Bacon. Let me just get on your shoulders here, and I can unlock this door.
Hurry!
All right. So Duncan clambers up on top of your shoulders, and the key turns in the lock, and he opens up the door.
That was surprisingly light of a key. Light.
Yeah, well, Duncan's kind of... He looks like if a Keebler elf lifted, like went to the gym every day. He's a beefy guy.
Halflings are good at carrying stuff.
Okay, well, that seems like a little bit racist, maybe.
No, I said you're good at it. Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a compliment.
It's still... Okay, all right.
I mean, if you told me, like, elves have good eyesight...
I mean, that's kind of a scientific fact. Like, you guys can see in the dark and stuff. Like, anyway, we're getting off track. Let's go in the room. Okay.
Finally.
So when you walk in, you catch the attention of three hyenas all chained to the wall. They immediately begin yapping and snarling and straining on their chains. There's an elaborately carved oaken door on the opposite wall, and hanging next to it on the wall is a ring of keys.
Hey, do you know how to
calm hyenas? I'm going to go over here and have a chat with these hyenas, if you don't mind. I've got some animal powers. I know it sounds weird, but it's true.
You're going
to talk to animals.
Don't do that. You're going to die, and I need you to get out of here.
I think you better talk to the
hyenas.
That's
probably the nicest thing you've ever said. Stuff. Yeah, I'll let the ranger guy do his stuff. Those guys are pretty trustworthy, I'd say.
Yeah, I guess don't die is probably the nicest thing he said.
It's only because I need you guys to get out of here.
Okay, so you approach the hyenas, and they're barking at you. They're just sort of going, hey, 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 hey.
Hey, guys, what's up? What can you tell me about this place?
They kind of stop.
Do you know how you got here? Because I didn't know how I got here.
They kind of like tilt their head at you, and they kind of look at each other and like, he talks.
Yeah, of course I talk.
Hey.
I'll tell you what. If you guys will be very good dogs and not attack...
I'm a good
dog. Well, they're not really my friends, but any of these other people here...
I'm a good dog.
Maybe I can help you out. Maybe you guys can help us out.
Okay. No, and the first one says, okay. And he sits down, and he kind of starts slobbering a little bit. And the other one says, no, wait. We're supposed to guard this door.
Yes,
and the other guy said, yeah,
out.
Guard the door.
Oh, wait, no, I can't.
What do you guys guard?
Door.
Do you know what's on the other side of the door?
Chew toys. Things to chew on.
Things to chew on.
Things. Good things to chew on and bad things to chew on.
I tell you what, I'm just going to take a little peek behind that door. That's okay, right?
Hey. You're not supposed to do that.
All right, just calm down now, boys. Or girls, or whatever we are.
We're good boys.
Good boys.
We're good boys. Good boys guard the door. Okay, here, roll a persuasion check. That'll be underneath. You can either roll for persuasion or animal handling. I think you have proficiency in animal handling, which means that if you look at your proficiency bonus, add that number to whatever you roll.
Okay, I have a 5 proficiency bonus, I think. That's the top number, right?
Yeah. You critical failed?
I critical failed. I rolled a 1.
Okay, the middle hyena growls and says, I do not think this man is a good boy. And the other hyenas like start barking too, and they say, no, he's not a good boy. He's not a good boy.
A little bit. I'm going to step back. You guys have any ideas about what to do here? These hyenas, I don't trust them. I don't think they're good dogs.
What are you talking about? We are good dogs, they shout.
Just tell them that you sometimes smell like bacon.
If we can't get past these hyenas here, we're sort of at an impasse. There's a door on the other side of them, but I don't want to come back the way we came because I think we're going to get cooked and eaten.
Kill them.
Either of you guys can roll for animal handling as well if you guys want to.
Okay, I will.
Okay, do you see where it says?
My efficiency bonus is 3.
Proficiency bonus is 3, and animal handling, let's see, you don't have, animal handling is under wisdom, so you have a bonus of 4. You're not proficient in animal handling, though, but you can add 4 to whatever you get.
14 plus 4 equals 18.
18?
Yeah, 18.
All right, what do you want to do? You want to just approach them?
No, I've hit one.
You just reach out your hand and pet one. Which one do you want to pet? The middle one seems like the leader, but he also seems kind of aggressive. The one on the left seems, you know, pretty kind of dumb, but like a good boy. The one on the left or the right just seems kind of confused.
The one on the left.
The one on the left. Okay, you reach out and pet right between his ears, and he looks kind of confused, but like he's into it. Like they're not gonna hurt you. The other two are kind of like sniffing around, like, hey, what's going on? Why does he get pets? Okay, roll for charisma. Do you see where your charisma score is?
15. Is that good?
The little number above it.
5.
Yeah, that's your charisma modifier. So you can add that number to whatever you roll this time.
Okay.
All right, so roll for charisma.
I have 10.
Nice, so you got 15?
5.
Okay.
Five
and 5.
So you got a 5.
Yeah. See that? Okay, I'm going to roll for the hyenas, see how they do against. Charisma is not their strong suit. They also got a 5, but their charisma score is -2. So yeah, you passed. They're just kind of sniffing around you. They're appeased.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
I want to try to open the door.
Open the door? Okay, it is locked, but there is a ring of keys on the hook next to it.
I grab for the keys.
Okay, so the hyenas kind of start growling at you a little bit. Do you want to try it in the lock? Or do you want to, like, back away? Or what do you want to do? Duncan looks like he's getting impatient. He's kind of hefting his battle hammer, his war hammer. And he says, hey, listen, if you guys just want me to knock some of these hyenas, like, I'm ready to smash some skulls here.
I really quickly unlock the door and okay. Push it open.
All right. The hyenas actually start barking at you, and they look a little bit more aggressive this time. Do you want to just run inside?
I'll run inside.
Run past them? They kind of are lunging into the door now. Like, you just barely made it past them, but now they're lunging. They're away from the other three of us. They're not paying attention to anybody else now. They're just sort of lunging into the room past the oaken door. So do you guys want to run past them real quick?
Sure.
Okay, you guys run past them. They are sufficiently distracted. And they're still barking up a storm. Do you want to try and... Or do you just want to investigate the room below? Like, leave him barking? Or?
Yeah, let's look around the room and see what we got on the other side of this door.
All right. The room behind the oaken door has heaps of things piled on the floor. Clothes, weapons, armor, various sets of equipment. It looks like mostly confiscated items from other kidnapped victims.
Let's see if there's any weapons in here. I sure could use a weapon.
Hey, look, that's my loot.
Your loot actually isn't in here. You guys don't see your original stuff. Okay.
Does anybody see a sword, maybe, or a crossbow?
There actually is both a sword and just a plain cloth sword, plain iron sword with a cloth grip. And there also is an ash longbow that's sort of curved and it's in good condition, as well as like several arrows and quivers scattered across the room.
I'm going to take this bow and these arrows. Does anybody want a sword?
Is there like a loot or maybe like... Bongos.
Anybody see any musical instruments?
You do see. Hey, there's a flute over here. I don't know if you know. He holds up a pan flute, and he gives it to you. And when you touch it, it feels you feel kind of lighter almost. You also spot a lute out of the corner of your eye with carvings and paintings of flowers and plants on the face of it.
Can I take them both?
You can only take one.
I snatch the lute.
Okay. When you touch the lute, the you feel kind of warmer and the strings kind of hum under your fingers, but you don't know how to use it is the thing.
I feel really calm for just a second, and then I come to my senses. I throw it across the room because I have no idea how to use it,
and then it smashes.
No, it just kind of dings against the wall. Yeah. It's a pretty sturdy lute. It makes kind of like a twang noise, I guess. But other than that, it seems fine.
I take the flute.
The flute. Okay, you can. Do you want to try playing a few notes or anything?
I play a few notes, and turns out there's a small crack in the loot when it hit the wall, and
okay.
I use mending.
You use mending? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. You feel, when you play a few of the notes, you actually feel yourself kind of, your feet just lifting off the ground just a little bit. It looks like this... It looks like...
I'm playing a flute, not a lute.
A flute lute. But when you... it looks like this pan flute has been enchanted with the spell levitation.
Oh, huh. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah, so you can levitate a few feet off the ground whenever you play it. Okay. Do you want to investigate the lute?
Yes.
Okay. You feel warm when you play it. And this lute actually has been gifted with healing. So you get a bonus anytime you want to use a healing healing spell or a healing enchantment.
I think I'll use the flute.
The flute? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You tuck the flute in your pocket. Okay, Cadrian, as far as you look around the room and you see a couple different staffs, there's a copper staff topped with a carved dragon claw gripping a red gem. There's a silver staff topped with a crescent moon design cupping a smooth pale blue stone. And there's a black iron staff with a violet crystal at the tip. And lightning designs are etched along the haft.
I'm going to do the black staff.
The black one? Okay, you feel it sort of tingle underneath your fingertips. This particular staff will give you a +1 bonus whenever you use an electric attack. All right. Oh, also, there is a small steel dagger, if anybody wants to claim that one.
of it.
Okay, yeah. You equip the steel dagger, accompanied with a leather bootstrap and sheath. That's how you strap that to your around your leg. And if you want to know how to use that, just ask me. It's you roll 1 6-sided dice and you add your strength modifier to it. Okay. And Dad, you find a quiver full of stone tipped arrows, but you also see scattered around the room some arrows that are discarded that glow with a magical light. And when you touch it, it feels cool to the touch. Do you want to pick them up?
Yeah, I think I better take a couple of these.
All right, they're ice arrows. You add +1 ice damage on hit, and you freeze the surrounding area. There's 5 of those, and then there's 30 stone-tipped arrows.
All right.
Okay. All right, is everyone done here?
Yeah, I think we're done.
All right, cool. Let's get going then.
Does anybody know if there's a way out of here other than the way we came in?
That's what I've been trying to figure out this entire time.
Well, I mean, you got that ring of keys, right? That probably locks the door outside in the kitchen.
Yeah, but then we'll have to get past the hyenas.
And possibly an ogre.
That's true.
At least we got some weapons now, though.
Do we see anything in...
I'll get a few of these sticks.
There are a pile of... it just looks like something broke in here. Maybe, like, I don't know, either a weapon or some sort of, like, wooden armor. And there are a few discarded, like, sticks.
Okay, I'll take some sticks.
All right.
For the hyenas.
The hyenas see Zachary coming, and Bacon Beard, you hear them, like, they perk up their ears, and you hear them say, "Chew toy, chew toy."
And since I have 3 of them, I throw all 3 in different directions.
All right, they kind of scatter, and they start chewing on them happily, just sort of, yeah, they lie down and start gnawing on them.
I progress past.
Okay, you just walk past them.
I think that it's okay to... hold on.
I talk to the hyenas and say, "It's okay, boys. I left lots of stuff to guard."
I'm
trying to inch my way past them.
The leader in the one on the left, who seems a little dumber than the rest, don't really say anything. They're pretty preoccupied with their chew toys. But the other one says, "Oh, good. I'm very glad. I do not want him to get mad at us again."
I throw a stick at one that's kind of as a chew toy, but I accidentally throw it too hard and hit them in the face.
He yelps. And he looks at you like, why did you do that?
My face hardens.
Okay. So you guys walk past and back into the kitchen, and Duncan kind of beckons to Zachary. He's like, "Hey, can I have those keys?"
Sure.
All right, and he gets on his tiptoes and he starts trying the keys, and the third one turns the key in the lock and opens the door, and you walk into the next room. And the first thing you notice about this next room is that it stinks.
Ugh, that smell.
It's like rotten cheese on fire. It's like two farts had a fart child that they disowned for being too smelly.
I like it.
How do you like that,
Mr.? Yeah, no offense. This is terrible. You have terrible taste and sense.
I'm part dragon, okay? I don't know how that connects to anything, but...
I guess dragons smell things differently. Okay, let's go to the next room.
I have a shorter snout.
Okay, so this... looking around, you kind of see why it smells. It's tiled from floor to ceiling, and in the center of the room is a large chamber pot with the lid thankfully closed. There's a sink in one corner with a mirror above it and a cabinet above the mirror.
I think we found the bathroom, boys.
I rush into it and slam the door by the bathroom.
Okay, the sink opposite the door is the sink is opposite the door, which is closed, and it has a large lock on it.
Okay, Bacon, can you help me up on your shoulders again?
Yep, here we go.
All right, it looks like this key. He turns it in the lock, and he opens it, the next room is lit with another large fireplace, but this time there isn't a pod above it. There's a nice rug on the floor, atop which sit 2 cozy armchairs and an oaken coffee table. This room is a little longer, and the door is at the other side of the room.
Hey, do you think there's an ogre sitting in that chair?
No, there are. Both of those chairs are empty.
I think if there was an ogre in this room, we'd know.
Okay. So wait, where are the doors? Left and right?
Let's see. No, there's just one door.
Okay, can we progress through that door?
Okay, so you pass, across the rug, past one armchair, and then the coffee table, and you hear something scuffling on top of the coffee table.
What is that? What's that noise? Is there something on the table?
Let me see. And Duncan gets on your shoulders again. And he kind of yelps and falls backwards. There is a giant rat about the size of, you know, like a good sized dog.
Don't worry, I'm going to shoot it with one of these stone tipped arrows.
All right, we're going to roll for initiative. So go ahead and roll that and tell me your number.
All right. Oh man.
Critical fail. You're like fumbling around with your. Okay.
William? I want to get these all out of the way now.
I summon a wage hand to just like create a fist and just like bash.
No, you have to roll for initiative.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know, so I'll see how well it works. 19 again. So how much does it smash the rat?
It doesn't smash. We're rolling for initiative to see who goes first. Yeah. Go ahead and roll it.
17.
17? Okay. Give me the dice. The rats have to roll too.
Oh.
6. Okay, so yeah, Kadrian is first in the order. So you can use any of the spells now. You have a staff now, so you can cast any spell you want. Make sure the cantrips you can cast at any time, but the spells will burn a spell slot. You have 3 spell slots. So every time you use a spell, you're burning 1 spell slot, and you can't recover that spell slot unless you take a long rest. So 3 spell slots. You can use spells 3 times. Cantrips you can use ad infinitum.
Can I just use a mage hand?
Sure.
Okay, so I try and... Wait, can I roll the...
Yeah, let's see. That would be a... Let's see. Go ahead and roll a d20 to see if you hit them.
Okay, so I plan to create just like this fist that just like mashes the...
Okay, you want to just smash them.
5.
Okay. I'm going to roll a dexterity roll. I got a 20. Nat 20. Yeah, the rat just leaps out of the way, like dodges so gracefully. It looks like a ballerina in the air. It even does like a little bit of a flip, which you think is kind of unnecessary, in the air and lands on 4 paws hissing at you. Okay, next in the order is Henry.
Wait, what happens to my mage hand that got a 5?
Nothing. It has no
nothing.
Effect.
Yeah, wait, we're going on to the next. You can use beast? You can use the mage hand if you want to next time.
Is this a beast?
It is a beast. Yes.
Does it have a 4 plus intelligence?
Let's see. You don't know.
Well, I use True Strike.
Okay. What does it say that you need to do? Can you read the description?
Grants you a brief insight into the target's defenses. You have advantage on your next turn, or next attack roll, provided the spell hasn't ended. What you're supposed to do.
Okay, so I'm going to say that the rat of unusual size is going to do a wisdom saving throw. That is not this rat's strong point. So I'm going to go ahead and roll 13 minus 5. That's 8. Go ahead and roll for that to cast the spell.
20.
Nat 20. Okay, yeah. You see right past this rat's defenses, and you actually see that this rat is an older rat that's blind in its left eye.
That's the end of your turn.
Hey, shoot its right eye.
Next in the order is the rat. And the rat squeaks loudly and rallies 2 other of the rats that were sitting on the coffee table munching on some leftover cheese. So now you have 3 rats that you're fighting. Dad, go ahead and do any of either you can fire an arrow or you can do one of your 2 spells.
I'm going to fire one of my stone-tipped arrows.
Okay. Roll and add your dexterity modifier, the little number above the word dexterity.
Which is 5.
Okay.
That's my 3rd critical fail in a row.
These dice hate you, Dad. I don't know what the deal is.
There's a...
So you fumble with your longbow, and you kind of knock an arrow, and... it's backwards, and also the butt of the arrow hits you in the eye a little bit.
Ooh, there must be something wrong with these arrows.
I'm pretty sure there's a 1 in...
Sure, it's the arrow.
I think there's a 1 in 8,000 chance they could get 3 ones in a row.
Yeah.
Because 20 times 20 times 20.
Yeah, wow, that is spectacular luck. Luck? Okay, so yeah, the mouse just kind of looks at you, I think. All right, I'm going to roll initiative for the other... Yeah, the rats of unusual size. I'm going to roll initiative for the other 2 rats. Okay, that wasn't even the right dice. That was a critical fail by me. Okay, one of them rolled a 15, so they'll go after Kadrian. Or no, after Zachary. The other one rolled a nat 20, so that one is first in the order this time. Okay, this rat, let's see, he's going to pounce on let's say Bacon Beard, and he's going to attack you. He's going to go for a bite, and he is going to roll. Let's see, you have to beat a 19.
Oh no!
Add your dexterity modifier.
You can do this. Right.
I get 5 extra for dexterity.
Okay.
How come I think this is going to be another critical fail? I roll a 9.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Not quite. So he jumps on you. Ow. And you take, let's see, 1d4 damage plus strength. So that's, you take 6 damage. So what is your health point? Your health points is over, okay, it's the rectangular box to the right. It's in the middle. It says current hit points.
Hit points?
Uh-huh.
14.
14?
Sec.
All right, go ahead and write. Let's see, you took 6 damage. So subtract 14 from 6. That's what your current hit points are. When your hit points get to 0, you're unconscious.
So I'm at 8 now?
Yeah, you have 8 hit points now. Okay, next in the order is Duncan, and he's going to swing his battle axe.
Duncan.
Oh, yeah, he's still here.
Yeah, he's still here. He's going to swing his, Warhammer, not battle axe. Yeah, and he critical fails. He swings the battle axe and the kind of just trips over himself and the rat dodges out of the way. So
these are some bad dice.
Some bad dice. Okay. Next in the order is Kadrian.
Sometimes I actually wonder if like 1 in 20 or I don't know, something's going on with this. I'm going to do poison spray. I'm just going to tell everyone to hold their breath as much as they can, which is probably already...
Oh, it only affects one target.
Oh.
So.
Well, it was anyways. This
okay, which rat do you want to do? The first one that you tried to attack and it dodged, or the second one that took a lunge at Bacon Beard, or the one that hasn't done anything yet?
The one that hasn't done anything yet. He's too innocent.
Okay. What'd you roll?
6.
6, okay. Plus whatever your intelligence modifier is, the number above intelligence.
Wait, is it 15 or 5?
The smaller number.
Oh, 5.
5? Okay, so that's plus 11. What, 7? 11, okay. And it's going to roll for dexterity, see if it avoids it. Nope, you hit it. Okay, what does it say? What dice to roll? 1d12 or 1d10? Can you read the description?
Wait, which description?
Poison spray.
Oh, 1d12.
12? Okay. All right. So go ahead and roll that dice. Roll that dice.
3.
Okay, it takes 3 points of damage. All right. Now, Henry, you did pull off your true strike cantrip. So you have advantage on this next roll, which means that you get to roll it twice and pick the higher number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to use... I don't really have any attacks.
You don't really have any attacks?
Wait, can I use my...
You can use your dagger if you want.
Dagger.
Yeah, that is... You have to roll a d6, and you add your strength modifier to it. The smaller number on strength. Okay. Oh, first roll the d20 to see if you make a hit, and add... No, not the larger number. The number above dexterity, the smaller one.
I got 3 equals 18. 18.
Okay. Pretty hard to beat. I don't know if... Yeah, it doesn't beat it. Okay, so roll your d6 and add your smaller strength number.
4. That means 10.
10? It takes 10 points. Which one were you aiming for?
The
first one.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's... You jab it right in that blind eye and kill it instantly. Basically, you murderer. Okay.
It was hostile.
It was in self-defense.
Yeah.
But geez, brutal.
That wasn't terrible.
That was impressive.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I agree.
Good thing I took that dagger.
Okay, it's another RUS, right of unusual sizes turn. It's the one that Kadrian got, and he's going to aim at you, Kadrian, and he's going to try and lunge forward and scratch you.
No longer too innocent.
All right, he rolls a nat 20 on his hit, so he definitely hits you. He's going to roll 1d4 plus dexterity. 1 plus... He hits you for 4 points of damage. Do you have the pencil?
I spit out rat hair.
Did he aim for your mouth?
No, it just
It was just a cloud of rat hairs in the air. There's animal dander everywhere. This guy never sweeps or like vacuums or anything.
What do I edit?
Health points. Yeah, at the top middle box. It says current hit points and total. So you can go ahead and erase that and subtract 4 hit points from it. For current hit points, yeah.
What happens if I run out of hit points?
Then you are unconscious. If you get negative hit points, you're going to have to try not to die. Okay, so that ends that rat of unusual size's turn. It's Duncan's turn again. So Duncan is going to try and hit the rat that just took a swipe out of you with his warhammer.
Okay.
Yeah, and he hits it. Let's see. And he's going to roll 1d12 plus strength to smack him with his big old hammer.
Wait, I thought it was a battle axe.
No, it's a hammer. I messed up the other time I said that. Okay. And that hits him for 8 points. And that rat is he swings it and he launches it across the room basically, and it hits the wall and it's dead. There's only one rat left now. And it is Dad's turn. Me.
Don't worry, guys, I can totally get him with this arrow. I think I'm getting the hang of this thing.
It's still kind of just sitting there looking at you while you, like, fumble. It kind of took a bite out of you.
There we go.
You got a nat 20?
Now I know how to work this bow.
It's all or nothing. So you definitely hit him. I don't even need to roll,
just
like...
just warmed up.
Okay, you're going to roll 1d12 and your dexterity modifier.
A 9.
Oh, you...
plus
you
5.
You, where are you aiming for?
The last rat.
Yeah, but like where on, like his eye, his heart, like what?
Right in the middle of the rat. Just right in the middle of its body.
Okay, yeah, it impales this sucker, and that guy kind of twitches a little bit, and then he's dead.
All right, I think we took care of those rats now.
There was rat blood. Pretty good. That was rat blood everywhere. It's bad.
And you have born better than Henry. Nothing.
I mean, better than
you.
Pie person. No, Zachary.
Pie person.
Zachary.
Well, Zachary's the only one out of all of you, besides I think Duncan, that didn't take any damage. So you guys are a little bruised, but you're okay. But you know, Zachary's a golden boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He just brutally slaughtered. Brutally
George
slaughtered that rat.
To
yeah.
Use.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Duncan kind of looks around and he's like, okay, well, that was definitely a first for me. It was a little bit horrifying, I'm not gonna lie. Let's move on. And you walk over to the other end of the room and he unlocks the door. And this door leads down, it's like a pair of stairs descending into like a dark basement. You can kind of see torchlight in the distance. Okay. So do you wanna go down the stairs?
Yes.
Sure.
You guys don't really have a choice. Okay.
Let's keep moving forward.
All right. Duncan helps you all down the flight of stairs, and you see this room is like a cellar. In this case, it's full of racks of fancy wines and cheeses. Down the long racks, there's another door. Do you guys wanna continue down the
Wait, can I take some cheese?
You can. You stop to unwrap a hunk of cheese. You smell it delicately.
Don't eat it.
Some.
You eat some.
No, don't eat the cheese.
It's a nice bloomy brie. It kind of has a nutty, mushroomy taste.
Wait,
don't eat that cheese.
I just wanted to take it, not eat it.
You just wanted to take. Okay, you take out your dagger and you cut off a chunk of cheese. You can put that in your inventory.
What type of cheese is it?
Brie, B-R-I-E.
It's a soft cheese.
It's a soft cheese.
Do not eat the cheese.
Kadrian, are you like lactose intolerant or something? Is this why you're so against this?
Kadrian doesn't like cheese. He's anti-dairy.
He's anti-dairy.
I like cheese. Who doesn't like cheese? Lactose intolerant people love cheese.
You need to heal.
I don't trust that cheese.
Do you want to, okay, at the end of there's a long hallway. And do you guys want to sit and rest here for a little bit or like try to regain some of your health?
You guys regain some of your health. You need some cheese.
Yeah, okay.
I
sit and rest and take a sip of the grape juice.
Okay. Duncan hands you a healing poultice and you regain five health points.
Thank you.
Okay.
Gain it.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, Henry, I think you have in your inventory 3 magic macarons.
Oh, yeah. I have magic macarons.
Do you want to offer one to Dad?
Wait, do I add 5 to my
total?
Yeah,
I have a magic macaron.
Thanks.
Do I add 5 to my total?
No, not to your total. You just are fully healed. Dad, you regain 3 more health points.
Ah, that feels better.
Okay. Is that, are you back up to?
I'm up to 11 out of 14.
Okay. So I take a goblet that I don't know what's in it. I just sip it and I'm like, this is pretty good.
It's, I don't know. It's Merlot. I don't know types of wine.
No, it's grape non-alcoholic. Juice. It's grape juice. Yeah.
Now I'm thirsty.
You sip this and you're like, wow, this is really weak wine.
But I don't drink wine.
Okay.
What even is wine? It's grape juice.
It's great. Okay. You take a sip of grape juice. Okay, so Duncan unlocks the door at the end of the hallway, and when you open the door, the light from the next room, in comparison to the dark cellar, is a little bit blinding, and you kind of blink and shield your eyes before you get used to it. This room is brightly lit by magical glowing orbs mounted on the walls, and this room is huge. As far as you can tell, this room is just a treasure room, basically filled with hoarded goodies. Polished display cases line the walls in between the glowing lights, all locked tight but filled with golden trinkets and ancient relics buffed to a shine. At the center, there is a long mahogany desk with a stately chair on top of which a silver set of scales sit amongst piles of golden pieces. At the foot of the desk sit bags full of treasure. Okay. And Duncan,
I'll take some treasure.
You're going to take the treasure at the foot of the desk?
Yeah, it's all probably right. The artifact, so...
All right, so Duncan squats down next to you to rummage through the bags of treasure. Among the jumbled array of objects, both worthless and valuable, you find 15 gold pieces.
Yay!
Okay, go ahead and add that to your currency at the bottom there, just 15 gold.
Wait, is it in one of the boxes?
It's in one of the bags. Yeah, you can put it in one of the boxes or just the full box. It doesn't matter. Just 15 gold. Okay. What do you guys want to do?
I find a bag of gold frogs, the snack that smiles happily back at you.
Yeah, and you put it in your mouth and you're like, this is tasty. Crackers. Yeah, nice.
And then I split it up between all of us.
Grape juice and goldfish. This has been a wholesome adventure, you guys.
No, it's gold frogs.
Gold frogs. All right, what do you want to do? Where do you want it? There's display cases. There's a desk. There's kind of bags surrounding the desk. What do you want to do, Bacon Beard?
I'm looking at these glowing artifacts on the wall.
Oh, they're not artifacts. They're just lights. They're like enchanted orbs meant to glow.
Well, I'm just looking at the orbs then. They're so
grokking those orbs. You're enchanted by them, metaphorically. Zachary, while you're rummaging through the sacks, you find this tiny glowing sphere that's about the size of your palm, and it's glowing kind of a pale blue. And you can't really take your eyes off it for some reason. You're certain you haven't seen it before, but its presence stirs a disquieting sense of familiarity, kind of like deja vu.
Oh, wait. I remember this. It's Duncan. I found the artifact.
Oh, yeah? Here, hand it over. And he takes it and he looks at it, and he just sort of breathes a sigh of relief, and he tucks it inside of a pocket in his armor. And he says, okay, guys, I think we're ready to leave. And then right as he says that, you hear the door open.
I jump in one of the bags.
In one of the bags? Okay. Kadrian, do you want to hide? Do you want to? What do you want to do that you just heard the door open?
Yeah, I hide.
Okay, where do you want to hide?
In the piles of gold.
In the bags. They're the bags.
Bags of gold. I just eat my gold frog.
Okay, and Dad, where do you want to hide someplace?
I'm going to use my stealth to hide around the corner of the desk.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. So you're going to have to beat a passive perception of 7. Okay. So roll, 20-sided die and see. Dad, you get to add your, proficiency bonus since you're a ranger, you're proficient at stealth.
Yes. So my proficiency bonus is 5.
Yeah. So add that.
Seven.
You have to beat a 7.
I'm not so sure. Here we go. I got a 6.
Yeah, you got it. Okay. There you go.
I got a 1!
You got a 1?
Critical fail.
First critical fail for me.
Okay.
I got a 1. 1,000.
That die is no good.
Okay, so what happens is Bacon Beard, like, lifts the hood of his cloak and kind of just disappears into the shadows. Like, he's gone. He's completely hidden. I think he dives under one of the display cases and is hiding in the shadows over there.
And me and
Duncan rolls a nat 20, so he dives into one of the bags and like conceals himself within seconds. And
we're too busy. He eats too many gold frogs, and I made it too obvious that it's here.
Well, you guys kind of start panicking and like start running around and like you bump into each other comically, kind of. And the ogre is looming above you, and he's got these big old teeth kind of sticking out from his jaw, and
does
he kind of squints at you. Yeah, he starts. singing All Star by Smash Mouth. No, he kind of squints at you and leans in real close and he says, "Little intruders in my treasure room?"
A.K.A. Swamp. I love my swamp.
In my swamp? Okay, so you're all going to have to, you guys are both going to have to roll for initiative.
18.
18? Okay. Kadrian?
16. Somebody once told me I'm gonna roll you,
Okay, never mind. Yeah. Zachary goes first. What do you want to do?
I use True Strike.
You use True Strike?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna deliver a wisdom saving throw. This guy is not very smart. But he does get a 12. So go ahead and see if you can beat a 12.
Okay. 13.
13? Oh, just barely scraping by. Yeah, you notice that, you know, his eyesight isn't very good. He isn't very charismatic or very wise. And he seems, like, a little bit off balance. Like, he kind of walks with, like, almost a limp. Ogres are like onions.
We're like yogurt parfaits. Man, I love yogurt parfaits.
Oh, jeez. Okay. So you have advantage on your next roll. Okay.
Somebody
once told me that, hey, yogurt parfaits are really good.
I got a 12.
You got a 12? Okay. I don't know what you were rolling for, but...
Oh, Witch Bolt.
Witch Bolt?
Yeah.
Witch Bolt? Okay, that's a pretty good one. If he can clear that with a dex saving throw? No, he does not. Not by a long shot. Do you know what damage you take?
What'd I get?
Something... You got like a 12, I think, right?
No, but like this time.
Oh, I don't. Oh, I don't know. Okay, so read the description of Witch Bolt aloud.
Beam of crackling blue lightning lances towards creature within range. Creative takes LD12.
1D12
damage each turn. If you sustain it up to 5 turns, stops if target moves out of range, or if you do anything else.
Okay. So that's 1d12 damage. Here.
Okay. Buddy, what's wrong with me? Oh, it's a 4.
4 plus, let's see, your intelligence modifier, the little number above intelligence.
5.
5? Okay. So he takes 9 damage. Okay, that would be...
Get Shreked.
All right, he kind of winces in pain. He goes... Rah! Dad, do you wanna attack? You'd have advantage. You'd get to roll twice.
Yeah, so I'm gonna...
Take the higher number.
From my stealthy place, I'm going to try to hit him with one of these ice arrows.
Okay, where do you want to
help
hit
my
him?
Compatriots out? And right in his eyeball.
Right in his eyeball.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and roll for it. And roll again. You have advantage.
All right. I rolled a 10. I'm rolling again, and an 11.
Okay, he's going to try and make a dexterity saving throw. Yeah, he got a 2, and that would add to a -1 plus his modifier, so he doesn't see this coming. You get him right in the eye. Here, roll for damage.
And I roll an 18.
Holy crap.
I told you I was getting better at using this thing.
Yeah, he's... Okay, and next in the order is the ogre, and he brings his hand down onto Kadrian and swats him. Let's see, that would be... Okay, roll for dexterity saving throw. Just go ahead and roll that and add your dexterity modifier.
Okay, 14 plus 14
is 18.
That'd be 18.
18? Okay.
I've run out of Shrek quotes.
Of what?
Shrek quotes.
Okay, Okay, you do not manage to avoid it. He smacks you against the wall, and let's see, he does 11 damage to you. He takes out 11 points of damage.
Whoa. Subtract hit points?
Yeah. And he's actually going to action surge, which means that he gets another move. And he turns to kick Let's see. Zachary, by the sack.
Here. Go ahead and roll.
Add that plus your dexterity modifier.
16 plus 3.
19? Okay.
19.
It's going to be hard to beat.
Yep.
Yeah, he got a 4. He didn't. He actually misses you and hits the sacks where Duncan is hiding.
Sorry, Duncan.
And Duncan is hit so hard that he rolls out of the bag and like slams into one of the display cases. And he takes 15 damage. It's bad.
I hand him a macaron.
He's across the room from you right now. And
can I check the cheese?
Check the cheese. That sounds like a metaphor. It's actually Duncan's turn right now, and even though he's on his last leg, he kind of like rights himself. And let's see. And he charges at the giant, and he manages to get a hit in, and the giant takes 8 damage. And Duncan actually throws his warhammer up and into his eye that has already been injured, and he like it looks like it kind of thrusts the ice arrow in a little bit deeper. And the ogre kind of screams and falls backwards and hits his head on the corner of the desk and just goes still.
Did we just freeze him or did he die?
No, he's dead. He's gone. You guys did a boss battle. Congratulations.
Yay. Okay, I was about to stab him in the leg, but whatever.
Yay! Okay. Duncan cries out in pain, though.
I go over to him and give him some cheese.
Okay. Don't eat the cheese!
He's coughing really bad. He's actually coughing up blood. He can't eat anything right now.
Oh, I use cure... What's this? Cure what?
Cure wounds?
Cure wounds.
Okay, go ahead and roll for it.
Okay. 4.
Okay.
Do I add anything?
No, it just failed. You can't heal him. Okay, Duncan is coughing, and he's noticing your attempts to heal him, and he says, no, stop, it's okay. This is really bad, and I know it's not gonna... it's not gonna do any good. But he pulls all three of you in, he says, listen, and he takes out the glowing artifact, and he says, listen, I need you to do something for me. This is, like, fate of the world important, okay? I need you to... Take this. Go into the woods and find Phineas, okay? Give Phineas this artifact. He'll know what to do. Tell him that Duncan sent him. And he coughs up a little bit more blood. He goes, tell him Duncan Donuts sent him. That was my name.
Pum, pum, pum.
And before he dies, he brings the artifact in close. And he whispers something to it. And the artifact glows brighter.
And
he dies.
Him? Oh, well.
And he dies. His hand falls limp and it rolls kind of limply out of his hand.
So I just completely lose it and I swing my fists around and just like smashing everything.
It's not doing like a whole lot of good. Like you're just kind of shouting at empty air. Okay, who wants to pick up the orb?
I will.
Okay, Zachary, you lean down to pick up the orb. When you place your hand on it, something comes rushing back to you. You remember something. You remember why you're here. Something attacked you in the forest. You remember something dark and winged with hundreds of needle-sharp teeth, and it descended on you from the skies. And you remember seeing dozens of those things before. You don't remember why you couldn't remember it before, these creatures. They've killed people that you know, like a lot of people that you know, and you just forgot somehow. Every time that you saw them, you just forgot it, I guess. And memories come pouring in, but they're still kind of vague and half formed, and you feel out of breath and dizzy when the memories stop.
Should I hand it over to someone else?
Yeah, go for it.
I'll hand it over to Kadrian.
Okay. You say just here, take this.
You have this.
Yeah, I take it.
Same thing happens to you. You've lost people to those before. You can't remember who you lost, but you definitely remember like these creatures just being there. Kadrian, do you want to hand it to Bacon Beard?
Yeah, sure.
Let me see that thing. Oh.
Yeah. You remember you lost somebody very, very close to you. You can't remember who for the life of you, but you remember that they died at the hands of these things, and you don't know why you didn't remember it just until now. And you have this feeling like it's really important that you get it to this guy, Phineas. Okay?
Okay. We have to go into the woods. Isn't that where Phineas is?
Yeah. So
I agree.
You,
we've got to find Phineas.
The last door out of the treasure room is unlocked, and there's actually a carved set of stairs leading up. And you walk up the stairs, and there's a bright light at the end, and you step out into the forest. And that's the end of episode one.
Yay.
Yay. Yee. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Good. Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Wait, yeah.
This episode was a little bit just more of like a how-to D&D than anything else, but yeah. So I'm just going to do like a quick little outro. Thanks to everyone involved in making this.
Wait, something really quickly.
Okay.
How many episodes are you going to do?
I'm not sure. I think somewhere in the ballpark of 10 or so.
Okay.
It's going to be like a mini series. So thanks to everyone involved in making this. Thanks to Dad so much for the sound equipment and the platform, and to the McElroys for the inspiration for the podcast. I can't thank either of you enough. If you like the podcast, make sure to like us on iTunes or tell your friends and be really obnoxious about it so they can listen to it too. If you want to, you can follow the Talk to Dad D&D Twitter account at TTDDND. It's a page I just created a few hours ago. You can also follow the main Talk to Dad Twitter. I think it's Talk to Dad Podcast?
TTD Podcast.
TTD Podcast on Twitter. Okay, so you can add us to have your name mentioned here, or like maybe we mention you in the intro or the outro, or... we name an NPC after you. You're going to get mentioned some way. If you want to be a guest star on one of the episodes, you can definitely do that. Come play D&D with us. Or you can just, you know, give us suggestions for a campaign. We kind of tend to play pretty loose and fun, and your thoughts are always welcome. Thanks so much for listening, and we promise you'll see us soon.